This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Toronto Blue Jays roving pitching instructor Dane Johnson. Dane, you're here in town. Your title, roving pitching instructor, but what specifically do you do with the Lugnuts pitchers?
Well, Jesse, my job encompasses quite a few things. I basically go around to all of our affiliates during the year. Obviously, I run spring training. When we break camp after spring training, everybody goes their own way. We got four teams that are out right now with Las Vegas, New Hampshire, Dunedin, and Lansing. I'll rove around, fly around the country, and check out our pitchers and make sure that we're working on specific things that we have worked on and touched on during the year with our pitching coaches, and keep everybody tight in what they're doing, starters, relievers included, and that the program's being adhered to with our throwing programs, management of our arms, saving our bullets, throwing downhill, throwing quality strikes, all the good stuff that goes into trying to teach these guys their craft on the mound and keeping them sharp. So I'm just in here to back Tony up and who does a fine job and make sure everybody's as good as they can be without scaring too many people while I'm here.
This is your seventh year in the Blue Jays organization with this title. Have things changed over that time?
Well, I think that they have in a good way. I've been through two management changes here in the organization, but I think pitching itself stays the same. The philosophy that we try to employ with these kids and what it's going to take for them to perfect their craft and become the best possible pitchers they can be. And where that's going to take them, we don't know. Hopefully it will take some guys to the A-ball level, hopefully all the way to the major league level. But that depends on a number of things. And, it's been an exciting time. My job has evolved along the way, and I've added a lot of things. I've learned a lot of things, and I've learned from a lot of good people along the way. And I think that I don't think anybody knows it all, and I don't think everybody ever will, but I try to encompass and cram in as much knowledge as I possibly can.
What's one or two of those things that you've learned?
I think I've learned that patience is really a big one. You're working with kids that are 18 to 35 years old, and face it, they're all kids. People mature at different ages and have different way that they approach their games, their preparations. And I think that working around, being patient and being able to work around the player rather than trying to headbutt with a player and trying to get him to do what you want him to do and push those particular buttons that are going to get him to where they need to be. That's the secret in all this thing. And sometimes it works, but most of the times I think it works. A lot of times you run into walls and then you might have to go in different directions. So it's really kind of split my mind and caused many sleepless nights, but it's been worth it with a lot of guys.
Which pitchers on this Lugnuts team have you seen the most strides from spring training until now?
Oh, there's been I've seen strides in all of them. I really have. I've been surprised by a lot of guys here and what they've done, and it's nice to see actually when you come in and you've been away for a month, and because face it, I have to divide my time between four teams, and I get here about three or four times a year. I enjoy coming in here. I enjoy working with the younger kids. They're 23, 24, 22, 21 year olds that are here. I see improvement over a month's period. Tony sees these guys every day, might not see it like I do. And then again, I see some things that need to be touched upon and need to be cleaned up and need to be to worked on again and reminded of certain guys. But I think in their own ways, all of them have progressed, not only as pitchers, but as people in preparation about how they go about their business.
You spoke about your time spent up and down the ladder. There are a couple of the pitchers who were here last year who impressed. Chuck Huggins, a left-hander, is now in AA. And then two right-handers, Henderson Alvarez and Joel Carreño. How are those three guys doing?
They're doing very well. Chuck has pitched extremely well in the first half in Dunedin, got a promotion to AA. He's still trying to figure that level out. It's quite an adjustment jumping from Dunedin to a AA level. He's a smart guy. He'll figure his craft out there. Henderson started out gangbusters out of the gate and has done a nice job. And there's some things that Henderson will still need to learn. He's one of those guys that's still a young kid that will need to learn about pitching, but he definitely has the talent and shows it during his games, and he's going to be okay. The more time he spends there, the more time that he'll be able to fit in, not only from a pitching standpoint, but as a person standpoint. Crane has done a nice job entering our rotation at Dunedin and has really been a guy that's improved every outing and learned how to get through six and seven innings now and use all three pitches and be able to compete and be able to keep his team in the game when he needs to. So in their own ways, each one of those guys has really progressed, and it's nice to see their progression.
Speaking to Toronto Blue Jays roving pitching instructor Dane Johnson, finally, family. Dane, back in 1990, 1991, you left America. You actually went and pitched in the Chinese Professional Baseball League. Why and what was that like?
Well, at that time, Jesse, it was basically my only option. I did get back to the United States and did get back into organized baseball after that here in the States. But at that particular time in 1990, I had an opportunity to go overseas and try out over there. And it was the first year of the Chinese Professional Baseball League over there. And it was a very interesting culture, very interesting the way that they go about their baseball. I learned a lot, and socially, maturity-wise, getting healthy-wise, competitive-wise, preparation-wise, and just enjoying the international scene as a whole in Asia was a big eye-opener for me and something I'll never forget, and I enjoyed myself, and it's a big part of my life and my career.
Dane, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse. Pleasure to be here.
You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.